Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're all having a good one. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, it looks like the Donald Trump tariff terror is going to drive the stock markets down another 5% today. So, you know, things going well overall. Liberation Day. I'm going to call it Recession Day. And I have to share with you, I love it when my conservative friends start lighting me up on the text lines. You can join us on the text and phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. John from Milwaukee, appreciate your participation. John says to me that my liberal crocodile tears are deafening. American patriots support the president, and that I'm just another angry liberal woman. I'm not angry, and I ain't crying, John. I've been celebrating all week because the people of the state of Wisconsin have said, no, we don't support the president. We don't support billionaire overlords, and we're ticked off about it. What I'm angry at isn't about liberal or conservatism. It's not about right and left. It's about right and wrong. It's wrong for the president of the United States to use the Department of Justice to extort other elected officials. It's wrong for the president of the United States to extort some of our nation's largest law firms. That's not how this is supposed to work. So I'm ticked off. I'm going to talk about it, but I ain't crying. Definitely ain't crying. And I ain't angry. I'm ticked. I'm going to talk about it, and we're going to do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, tomorrow, across the state of Wisconsin, the hands-off protests are kicking off. They're happening all across the country. Again, we'll put the website link so you can check out what's happening in your neck of the woods in our show notes for today. I'm going to try to make an appearance at the protest that kicks off at the Federal Building in downtown Milwaukee at 12 p.m. tomorrow. So grab your friends. You got nothing to do on a nice Saturday afternoon. Weather looking pretty fine, mostly across the state. Come on down. Tell the government to get, tell not just the government, tell Donald Trump and Elon Musk and the barely post-pubescent boys that populate Doge to get their hands off, their grubby little mitts, off your Social Security, your veterans benefits, your Medicare and Medicaid. And my question to John, my friend, is this. Does anybody you know cash a Social Security check? Do you know any veterans? You know any veterans with PTSD? Does someone you know get Medicare or Medicaid? You okay if those things, that the supports that they rely upon, either to keep them alive or to improve their quality of life, go away? Do you want your 401k to tank? Is that okay? Would it be okay if it was Joe Biden in the White House or Kamala Harris? Because I think you'd be whistling a different tune if that were the case. Let's take a couple calls. You guys want to get in on this action, 855-752-4842. It's 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from Prairie du Sac, how are you, my friend? And what do you have to say this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I'm going to the one in Madison tomorrow. That there's a similar demonstration in Madison tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to take my Guy Fawkes mask along or my Support Ukraine mask along I may bring both along just in case. And the question I'd ask to John and all these conservatives out there that say the Constitution is absolute, that we're not scooping these people up off the battlefield or anything like that. We're not in an armed conflict with any other nation at all. For them to ignore the constitutional requirement that everybody get their day in court, have due process, and there is just, you know, John, do you hate the Constitution? I mean, that's pure and simple. John, do you hate the Constitution because You are supporting a man who is flouting the Constitution with every breath he takes. I mean, every single one of those prisoners should be brought back to the United States and given their day in court. I mean, because we don't know if they're really gang members or not.
And if they are, Mark, got to jump in here, get a couple more calls in. If they are, then let's go ahead and prove it in court. That's what we have courts for in this country. Patriotism, John, by the way, is the act of questioning your government, your president, your governor, your mayor, when they are violating their oath of office. That is patriotism. Patriotism isn't following a man. It isn't personal loyalty. Patriotism is putting country above individual elected officials. It is respect for the Constitution. Ron from Madison, you're up next, sir.
Hi, this is Ron in Madison. How do we stop what he's doing? We fought a revolution over exactly this kind of thing.
Yeah.
The British were making people disappear, locking them up for civil disobedience, for bringing goods in without paying the tariffs imposed on them. Everything Trump has done has been without congressional authority. I'm not a lawyer, but a simple reading of the Constitution puts most of that authority in the pocket of the legislative branch.
In Congress. Got to hop in here, Ron. First thing, you show up for the hands-off protest tomorrow. Second thing, you make sure that you are registered to vote. We got another election cycle coming up. You make sure your friends know. You introduce them to new sources of information like civic media. And Ron, guess what? Two senators, Chuck Grassley and Ron Paul, oppose those tariffs. Chuck Grassley introducing legislation to try to cut off Trump's ability to impose additional tariffs. Another piece of legislation making its way through Congress trying to remove the president's declaration of an emergency. We're going to come back on the other side. It's time for Ask Maggie, so you can ask questions like Ron just did or whatever's burning at the top of your mind when we come back.